This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Maps and apps are all the rage, but how can you use these tools to scout for turkey hunting? All that and more on this episode. Welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we are talking about maps and apps. People ask about this all the time, so I'm just going to save myself a lot of email and YouTube comment responses by making this episode and then just link you to it. Very important topic when it comes to turkey hunting. Maybe the most important part of turkey hunting, really, is hunting somewhere, right? Wait for it. That's right, where there's turkeys. If there are no turkeys, nothing else matters. Your gun doesn't matter. Your TSS ammo doesn't matter. All your gear doesn't matter. Your skills don't matter. Your calls don't matter. None of it matters unless there are turkeys. And so finding turkeys is the number one most important part of turkey hunting. So how do you do that? Well, I have done videos. I have done podcast episodes. I've talked about scouting in the past. It's all there. You can head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Go to the hunting categories tab. Click on turkey hunting. And there's a whole section on episodes on scouting. A lot of there. Don't need to rehash it all today. But how do specifically you use maps and apps? You probably already have Onyx Hunt or HuntWise or Hunt Stand or Hunt Face or something in order to have a decent mapping app. Or maybe you just use Google Maps because you don't want to pay $30 a year. I get it. All right. But nonetheless, you're using some sort of a map or an app in order to try to find places to hunt turkeys. Now, of course, the first thing you need to do is identify what is the land you can hunt on. What's the private land you have access or permission to? What's the public land? What are the boundaries? Assuming you've got all that squared away already, how do you use these maps and these apps in order to find turkeys? How do you do it? All right, how can you possibly figure this thing out? Well, there's a few things that I look for when I'm looking for turkeys. A handful, really. And I will look for these in an app. I will look for these on the ground. And usually what I will do, if I'm going into a new area, I will scout via the map first. And that will tell me where to begin and focus my boots on the ground time. All right, but there is no substitute for boots on the ground time. If you only scout via apps, you're going to be at a huge disadvantage when it comes to actually hunting. All right, you're going to be out there. You're calling it hunting, but it's really going to be scouting. And your odds are not going to be what they could have been had you put in boot time. However, app time will save you some boot time by helping you figure out the most likely places to invest your boot time. And so that's what we're looking at today. So number one thing that I look for when it comes to turkeys is open areas. Turkeys love open areas in the spring in particular. Gobblers want to strut. Hens want to be able to see predators from a distance. Turkeys like to congregate and come together in open areas. That could be all kinds of things. That could be a clearing. That could be just a patch in the woods with a lot of really big oaks and hardwoods that are just blotting out the sun. So there's big open areas and space in between them. You'll find, you know, these kind of things. If there aren't other clearings, these could be places. Just really big spread out stands of hardwoods that are huge, or any huge tree. Where there's just not much brush or cover and you can see from a distance. But they do prefer clearings more than that. That's like the backup plan. They seem to like just, you know, little clover patch, little, you know, corner of a mowed field, a plowed field that's empty, a fallow field, places in the woods where there's just clearings. There are lots of natural clearings in the woods that in April are clear, but by July, they're 4 feet tall, right? And if you, sometimes the map doesn't give you enough information to figure out what it's going to look like during turkey season. And there's a lot of places, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, there's a lot of places where it's very good turkey habitat early in the season. And as the season progresses, everything grows up and the birds move out. And so it's not so good come the late season. It's early season habitat. It works really good the first week or two of the season, and then it's blah to impossible after that. And there are other places where the first week or two of the season, the perkies have no interest because these other hot spots are more interesting until they grow up. And then birds move over the course of the season to other places. And so, you know, some of those big wide open spaces around our oak trees might not be the prime spots for opening day, but they might be the best spots for the last day of the season, depending on what the area is like where you hunt and what the situation is on clearings and fields and so on. But the first thing that I want to look for is open spaces. The next thing I want to look for is water. Some people like to start with water, but I think open spaces might be better than water. But the next thing I want to find is water. And there's two reasons. First reason, turkeys need to drink water. A turkey will likely take a drink once a day-ish, depending on what they're eating, the habitat, the temperature, all the other variables. Now, water is not the best predictor of where turkeys are going to be, because turkeys could cover a mile or more in a given day, so they can find water. But if you have water, that can be a place where turkeys go, and it can help an area hold more turkeys. But more important than water for the sake of drinking is water for the sake of soft ground. Because where there's water, turkeys are more likely to leave footprints. And this could be streams, this could be little creeks, this could be mud puddles. I like mud puddles maybe more than anything. All right, this could be puddles just on old gas line roads or whatever. Where there's mud, where there's water, there will be footprints. And so if turkeys are through there, and if they're coming in there to drink, they will leave footprints. Or even if they're just crossing. All right, so if you can find trails crossing water, that's a great place to look for turkey sign. Not to say the turkeys aren't other places. Not to say this is a better place to find turkeys than anywhere else. That's not really the case. The case is, this is where the sign will be preserved for you to find it. So it doesn't necessarily mean this is a hot spot. It just is a place that will preserve the sign long enough for you to figure out if there's turkeys in the area. All right. So I want to find water. I want to find sign. I want to find evidence that turkeys are there. Open spaces are good, but that's not enough, right? I get here. Here's an open space. Okay, it's open. Well, are there turkeys here? We have no idea. Well, how are we going to figure out? Well, we need sign. And one of the best ways you can find sign is to look for the closest water. And often where you have open spaces, you've got flat ground, you will have puddles or soft ground that'll hold footprints or mud or something. That is the gold that you're looking for.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Something that will hold a footprint that'll let you know if turkey's around there. Something clear enough, perhaps you can find droppings. Maybe you can even find feathers, evidence of a strut zone, some dust, because turkeys like to dust themselves. All these kind of things are good places to find turkeys, but you want to use them to find the sign. Because just because there's water and clearings doesn't mean there will be turkeys. That means usually that will give you places to find the sign of turkeys. And then the next thing you're going to want to look for is your hearing protection. Because you're probably going to be getting into some turkeys if you find evidence and you find sign around water and around clearings and you've got places to hunt them. Which leads me right into the sponsor of this video, Tetra Hearing. Guys, you probably heard me talk about Tetra before. I've done full-length reviews. I've done videos. I've done written reviews. If you go to the website, you can find all kind of stuff there about them. Outstanding product and hearing protection. I bought my Tetras with my own money before they became a sponsor, but I'm very thankful to have them engaged. If you're not familiar, guys, Tetra provides what I believe is the single greatest technological advancement in hunting hearing protection and enhancement. All right, it's not just protection, though the protection is probably the number one reason people go to them. The enhancement is the really impressive part. First, they calibrate them to your hearing levels. So if you've got hearing loss, they can compensate for it. Second, every time you pull that trigger, it turns the sound of that Magnum turkey load with a ported choke tube into something that sounds more like a BB gun. And then instantaneously, as soon as that sound wave passes, your hearing comes right back. So you throw these things in your ears, you can hear everything. Pull the trigger, instant hearing protection. The bigger thing for turkey hunters is that you get all that, but you're also, they have patented audio algorithms that are able to detect and enhance the sounds that turkeys make. Gobbles, clucks, strutting, flying down, walking through the woods. You can hear the turkeys from further away wearing the Tetras than you could with your naked ear, even if you have perfect hearing. They give you an edge, they give you an advantage, and then they also are able to filter out sounds that you don't want to hear while you're turkey hunting, like wind noise. And of course, they have settings for other things like deer, waterfowl, pheasants, predators, on and on. Whatever you're hunting, you can set it to that game and get the audio enhancements. But guys, for hearing protection, outstanding. Now, Tetra also makes a product specifically for turkey hunters called the Amp Pods. They're a little bit less expensive than their other offerings. And the reason is they have a lower hearing protection rating. And they're more like a hearing aid with the audio enhancement capabilities that fits inside your ear. It still provides some hearing protection, but they're able to make a device that's a little bit less, a little bit cheaper, because when it comes to turkey hunting, you're probably not going to be shooting, you know, boxes of shells on any given hunt like a waterfowl hunter might. So they offer you adequate hearing protection for low shot volume, but they give you the ability to up your hearing level if you've lost some hearing, as well as enhance the sound of turkeys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. There's a 10% off discount code that'll get you into a pair of Tetras a lot cheaper. You just go up to the nav menu, hit about, there'll be a Tetra link right there with the discount code, or you can find any of my reviews or the show notes to this episode where you can find the discount code and the link to get you to their website so you can check them out. Thank you so much, Tetra Hearing. The third thing that I am looking for when it comes to turkeys, after we're looking at water, after we're looking at clearings, is I want to find cover. All right, that is part of the turkey hunting trifecta: clearings, cover, water. Because hens want cover, and gobblers too at times. They want to be able to hide. They want to be able to feel safe. They want to have places to lay eggs. They want to be able to get away from danger on the ground. And they want to have cover nearby. Now, you can't hunt in the cover, but the cover is a good predictor. So what you're looking for is edge, all right? Where clearings meet woods, and you're going to have cover there because you've got sunlight hitting ground. You're looking for places where you've got, ideally, thick hardwood trees, cover, and then clearings. And if you've got some water to help you identify sign, you are doing even better. The next thing I'm going to look for is some topography. I want some elevation. I don't need a lot of elevation, but I want to be able to get up a little higher to listen. And turkeys like to play on hills. So if I can get up on a little hill or on a bench or something like that, that's going to let me hear from further away. Turkeys also like to come uphill, maybe a little more than they like to come downhill, because they feel a little safer going uphill because they can just turn and run or turn and fly, and it's easier for them to escape. So you're more likely to be able to call a turkey up a hill than down a hill. Now, that's just a rule of thumb. Turkeys will come down hills, absolutely. But from a hunting standpoint, a lot of times people, myself included, like to hunt on a little hilltop. If you got a little plateau on a hilltop or something like that with some big trees up there, that can be a turkey hunting gold. They like to roost in those big trees too, which is the next thing I look for, is roosting trees. Usually the bigger, heavier duty, older trees, the better. And as all these different things come together, you're getting the perfect habitat for turkeys. They can roost in the big trees on a hillside or on a hilltop. They can fly down to an opening where they can play and strut and mate and find love. They can then retreat into the cover. They've got water nearby to go to, which also preserves the sign. You've got everything that you need. Now, this never guarantees that turkeys will be there. I have found marvelous places in the woods where turkeys ought to live, and they just don't. All right, because there are other factors even still, like food. Turkeys got to eat. Now, usually if you have all of those other things, you will have sufficient food too. But if there is more than sufficient food somewhere else, that may lure them into other locations. And so what you're looking for, it's hard sometimes to figure out where better food is if you're not planting food, for example. But if you've got freshly tilled ground, turkeys can love to get in there looking for worms, looking for grubs, looking for whatever. If you've got, you know, some open grassy areas but the grass is still low, they could get in there, look for grasshoppers. If you've got big oak trees and big stands of oaks, turkeys will get in there, look for acorns. They'll just dig and pull up. If you've got a lot of thick leaves and stuff on the ground, particularly near edge, turkeys will pull those leaves up looking for grubs and bugs and seeds and anything that they can. So they'll do this in open areas. They'll do this in wooded areas. They'll do this in edge areas. They're looking for food. So if you can identify where the best turkey food is, which is probably the hardest thing to do and the most impossible from a map or an app standpoint, you can dial it in even more. So I've got my Onyx Maps app. Not a sponsor, just a fan. And then I'm searching through and I want to find open areas, near water, big hills, thick trees, if I can figure that out. Trees are really hard to figure out on apps because sometimes they take the picture in the winter and you've got no foliage to judge by. Sometimes they take it in the summer and just everything looks so green you can't tell nothing. And so it almost doesn't matter when they take the satellite photo. It can be really hard to judge how thick are those trees. Now, if you got really big, thick hardwood, sometimes you can make that out. If the map app has a winter photo, maybe a little better than a summer photo, but that's where the other things come into play. Water is very easily usually to find on apps or maps because they'll have blue lines. Depending on how you zoom in, you can pick those out and figure that out. Clearing's also easy and a little elevation. And if you can just identify some kind of trees, that's where you're going to have the most luck. So what I'm going to do when I'm looking in a new area, first thing, open spaces. Next thing, water. Hills, trees, food, cover. The more of these I can line up in a spot or in an area, the more that's going to tell me to go to that spot and scout it out. Invest my time there. Invest my energy there. Get a trail cam up there. All right, people do not use trail cameras enough in turkey season. I'm persuaded of it. There's so much you can gain from a trail camera that you will just never get from walking around looking for footprints or feathers or other kinds of sign. All right, if you find an A-plus zone, set up a trail camera. Come back in a week or two. If you got no turkey, nothing, move that trail camera. All right, keep looking at different areas. What's the best place to set up a trail camera? I like to set them up on the edge of little clearings. If I've got reason to believe turkeys are there, little trails that go through the woods can be good places for it. If you find signs somewhere, anywhere that you find sign is a good place for a trail camera. All right, if you find turkey footprints in a mud puddle on an abandoned logging road, that's a great place for a trail camera. You might say, well, George, I can't hunt right there. Listen, we're not trying to hunt the turkeys with the cameras. We're trying to figure out if the turkeys are in the area, if gobblers are in the area, and when they're in the area. Turkeys don't stay in one place for any particular amount of time. And unlike deer, they don't pattern quite as well. But we're not trying to ambush hunt them. We're trying to get within, 200-300 yards of those turkeys. And then we can call them. Then we can listen for them and move into a better position to call them. We're just trying to get close enough in order to get within earshot of them so we can hear them and they can hear us. That's our goal. That's what we're looking to do. And so turkey scouting is one of those kind of things where, it doesn't have to be an exact science like deer hunting, kind of like waterfowl hunting. you know, you got to sit somewhere and those birds got to be within 40 yards of you at some point, or it's just not going to work. Turkey hunting is different. You have more margin. It's also a little harder to scout for them. The other thing is listening. Best thing you can do is get into the woods before dawn as if you were turkey hunting and listen for turkeys. That's one of the best kinds of scouting that there is. But again, how do you do that? Well, you get your map and your app. You look for good spots where turkeys ought to be. You get down there, boots on the ground. You look for sign. You find the areas that have sign. And then those are the areas that you come in and you do some advanced recon early in the morning and try to listen for them. And then you can dial in your hunting spot based on that knowledge. Very few people put ears in the woods in the preseason trying to find and locate turkeys. The hunters that are the most likely to fill their tags every year are the ones putting ears in the woods before the season, before you're able to hunt. That's just the way it goes. Now, you're not always able to do that. Probably, even if you can, you're not able to do it much. Unless you're hunting right around your house and you can just walk out on your patio with your cup of coffee in the morning, or your thermos of coffee, depending on how far north you live, and listen for turkeys. It is tough to scout for turkeys. It's not easy. All right, depending on when daylight savings happens versus where you live, it can be real hard to get out during light in the evening to search. Oftentimes, people are relegated to one or two Saturdays before the season. I recommend you start earlier than that. Scouting ought to begin, in my opinion, about 6 weeks before the season. That's when boots and cameras should hit the woods. And then you've got about 6 weeks. Now, you're not going to use every one of those weeks to scout. Let's just be honest. You're not going to devote every Saturday for 6 weeks to it. Unless you're a fanatic. And if you're a fanatic, you're probably not listening to this podcast, because this is the New Hunter's Guide, not the Turkey Hunting Fanatics Guide. So you want, though, to start early, start 6 weeks out, and then you can be less intense about your scouting over that period of time. All right, get out there, put up a camera, come back in 2 weeks, check the camera, nothing on it, move it. Search, try to find some places on your app on a Tuesday morning to go and check out on Saturday. Do what you can in order to try to dial it in. The good news, guys, is this. Turkey scouting typically pays dividends for years. If turkeys are in an area in the springtime this year, there's a really good chance they're going to be in that same area at the same time of the spring next year. Very good chance. All right, so the time and the energy that you put in for this year to find one or two more good spots could be one or two more good spots that you could hunt for the next 10 years. Okay? This is really a long-term play. Now, nothing's ever guaranteed. This is turkey hunting. There are no guarantees. But by and large, the trend, the rule of thumb, is if they like an area during the spring, they like that area every spring. There's one particular spot that I hunt, which is typically a turkey hunting gold mine. There are always turkeys there in the spring. I think I've hunted this place six or seven years maybe. And only 1 year have I not seen a turkey there in the spring. And that 1 year, I was only there one day. And so, you know, you don't always see a turkey every day. But certain places, the turkeys just like to be there. Now, sometimes the hens like it more than the gobblers, but if there be hens, there'll be gobblers somewhere in the vicinity. So if you can locate turkeys, you get on the right track, and that will help you use your time in the woods for hunting to actually hunt the turkeys instead of going out, air quotes, hunting when you're really just scouting with a shotgun. There's always a chance you take a turkey while scouting with a shotgun, but it's much better chance if you're able to scout in advance. Some of the big time turkey hunters, guys on TV, guys on YouTube, you know, they'll go state to state. They'll hunt public land sometimes, private land sometimes, and they go in their first day or two in an area. They're out there hunting, but they'll tell you they're scout. I mean, it's scout hunting. They have no idea where to go. They're learning the land. The season is in. They're walking around with a shotgun and binoculars and a turkey call. And they're hoping that they get lucky that first day or two. But often it takes them half a week or a week in order to figure out where to actually hunt. And then they start hunting. And, of course, they don't film all of this because nobody wants to watch all that. People just want to see people shooting turkeys. But a lot of work goes in a lot of the times, unless they've got somebody that lives there that's already done the work in advance and just brings them in like a guide and plops them down 100 yards from a turkey roost and says, just wait here and shoot at dawn. All right, that does happen too. Happens plenty of times. People shell out cash for that or cash in favors either way. But the bottom line is, very rarely does someone just walk into a new spot that they've never been to before and shoot a turkey, you know, the first or second day. Very rarely happens. Sometimes, now, running and gunning, you know, your odds are maybe a little better. But then again, you got to find places where the turkeys are. And I have run and gun entire days in areas new and familiar and never heard a turkey. So, like I said, nothing is ever guaranteed. But use the apps to your advantage. Use the maps to help you. Do what you can in order to focus your boots on the ground time for scouting. And then do the best you can there. Figure out where the turkeys are in that general vicinity. And then your turkey hunting season is going to go way, way better. Head to the website, guys, newhuntersguide.com for all the episodes on turkey hunting. Check out the links to Tetra in the show notes and in the About menu. Check them out. Until next time, guys, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for watching. God bless you, and go get them in the woods.